I'm chatting today with Andreas van Heerden. He's the CEO of Afrimat. Andreas, good day. Thanks for joining us on the line.
Good day, Simon. Thank you.
Talking numbers, it was to the year end February, so we've got a full picture here. I mean, broadly, we've got headline earnings up 3.9% at 53.3. Revenue up almost 10% at 854 million. Dividend looking good at 17 cents. Cash generative up at almost 60 million holding. I mean, drilling through, I mean, you're broadly in construction, and we can delve into some of the areas which are perhaps not so construction, but not a bad set of numbers in what must still be, I imagine, tough times.
Yeah. Simon, yes, thank you. It was a difficult year for everybody, but we are very grateful. The business has a very wide footprint geographically. We also have a very well-diversified portfolio, and all in all, the numbers all added up, and we're very satisfied with a set of results.
Yeah, I want to come particularly to Western Cape, KZN, but I mean, you're in seven provinces. You're also in Namibia. What are you doing in Namibia?
We have a quarry just south of Aris,
mm-hmm.
and then we also do some contract crushing and drilling and blasting work there.
Okay. Your main revenue, mining and aggregates, coming in at about 68%, ready mix at about 20%, and then the concrete products about 12%. Would it be fair to say ready mix is probably where it's toughest right now?
Yeah. No. Ready mix has been under pressure for quite some time, and the pressure has not been relieved. So, yes, it is still under pressure.
Are you getting margin squeezes in that space?
Oh, yes, most definitely, especially in the Western Cape. The margin squeezes has been going for quite some time, and we're virtually we're breaking even in the Western Cape now.
Okay. Western Cape in particular, and you're not the first CEO I've chatted to and said Western Cape. Is it an over-concentration of companies down there? Is it a complete lack of work in that region?
Simon, the Western Cape market, as we see it, there's a, you know, in previous years, it was driven quite heavily by the residential market, and
mm-hmm.
specifically more the higher end of the market, and that has virtually just disappeared completely. What is good in the Western Cape is the road building work that has started to come back.
Is that started to come back? I also keep on hearing the rumors about I think it's the Winelands. Is it the N1, the N2? Is that on track? Are you anywhere involved in that?
We are very well positioned along the N1 and N2 in terms of our quarries that we have in
Worcester and Rockport. If I remember, you've got a ton of them there, and if I remember even more so, the quarries is about location because it's expensive to move it.
Yes. Yeah, we are very comfortable with the position we have, and strategically we're well positioned, and we should be able, unless we really get the pricing wrong and get a few other things completely wrong, we should be able to participate in the project no matter who gets the final contract. The material should come from
so it might actually go to a third party, but you're going to supply into that third party in a sense.
Yeah, we always do that. Yes, we normally supply to a third party.
Your concrete products, if memory recalls, that's really concrete bricks and the like into low-income housing, and mostly KZN and Free State.
Yes.
And that is that going through, I mean, government built, or is that third party built?
We also supply to third parties,
mm-hmm.
but mostly to smaller contractors building low-cost housing in the rural areas. And in the previous year, we saw a little bit of a slowdown. As you will recall, the central government took the money away from the KZN government and gave it to Limpopo, if
I'm
not
mistaken.
That's right.
Yes, yes.
And that has been probably, in hindsight, that's been a good decision by government, because we saw a sudden pickup of activity in KZN. And low-cost housing has picked up quite nicely since then.
This is for the full year to end February. Certainly, the second half of the year falls over Christmas. Is there a significant difference between the two halves of your financial year?
Yes, we normally see that we make a significantly better contribution in the first half of the year, and it was the same this year. Although we had a good second half, the first half was stronger because it has a full 6 months of trading in there.
And Glenn Douglas Dolomite, you made an announcement earlier the year, I think in January, that is now unconditional and bedded down. That acquisition is moved into Afrimat and going well.
Yes, we waited quite some time to get all the regulatory approvals in place. That was done during December, so we took full control on the 1st of January. and that acquisition has turned out to be a very nice acquisition. We're still in the process of turning it around, but it is making good contributions, and for the 2 months that we had it in there, it added about 4 million rand to our operating profit.
Okay, that's not bad. I mentioned cash up front, fairly cash generative, increased by 32%, sitting at, as I said, 59 million. Dividend, 17 cents. A couple of things struck me from that. One, a bit of confidence from CEOs, and I don't want to suggest that you're any overly confident, but you know, paying cash out and nicely cash generative. Is that the industry, or is that more particular to Afrimat? Because a couple of the other guys in the same sort of space are perhaps struggling a bit more with cash.
Yeah. Simon, obviously I cannot speak for other companies. In Afrimat's case, we have certain goals for ourselves in terms of cash generation, in terms of what our cash balance should be and where the balance sheet should be. And at the end of February, the net debt to equity, which is one of the ratios that I watch very closely, mm-hmm. We're sitting at 5%. We're generating good cash flows that we monitor very closely on a monthly basis. And, we were very comfortable in paying out the dividend because we the balance sheet can really afford it. We do have the cash in the bank, and the cash flow in the foreseeable future should stay strong.
Yeah, and even at 17 cents, 3 times covered, so it's not like you're throwing away the family silver by any sense.
No, not at all. And, we make sure that the cash is in the bank before we declare a dividend, so it's not a matter of hoping it'll be there.
Yeah. A last question. I mean, my sense is it's still tough out there, moving in the right direction. We've mentioned the Winelands N1, N2 in the Western Cape. The fair sense that the worst is behind us, still tough going forward, but at least we know that light at the end of the tunnel certainly isn't a train.
Yeah. Simon, our view is that government is still spending. The spending pattern has changed. We saw more of smaller projects, which suits our business model very well,
mm-hmm.
and especially on smaller projects, over a wider geographic area and into the rural areas. That has definitely been the trend that we see. It fits our business model well, and we can see that government is serious about fixing the roads in the rural areas, building houses in the rural areas, and that is currently the case.
We'll leave it there. It's Andreas van Heerden. He's the CEO of Afrimat. Thanks for your time. Great chatting today.
Thank you very much, Simon.
My name is Simon Brown. You've been listening to JSE Direct, brought to you by MaudStreet.com.